Dave Johnson comes in on Mondays from Pearl Technology. We talk a little stuff to keep ourselves safe. Danny has been dealing with a lot of computer stuff because, you know, he's been gone. Dave, there's Dan, Dan, Dave, look.
Hey, Dan.
How's it going?
It's good. It's it's kind of hard to see you because we're on a Zoom meeting and you're using a typewriter.
And I just left. and I just left the meeting. So, yeah, he's got a typewriter. That's hilarious.
Hey, Greg, did you do something? Because I'm looking at myself and it's scary.
I 100% just did do something. I apologize for that. I'll be back to you in a second, Danny, on the screen. What are we talking about today, David?
Well, we're coming up on the week between Christmas and New Year's, which for cybersecurity folks is the busiest time of the year.
Why?
Well, there's a few reasons for that. One is a lot of people take time off during that week, a lot of cybersecurity experts. And so the hackers know this is a good time to jump in there because everybody's making merry and spending time with their families, and things aren't being watched quite as closely.
Here's a question I have about all of that. It would have been my thought prior to you telling me this, that there's some cybersecurity stuff is automatic.
Some of it is. So without spending all of our time on how that works, there is artificial intelligence used. There's stuff that's done. But when an alert comes up, it usually requires a human being to take a look at it and say, yeah, that's really okay. I know what that is. Or, uh-oh, here's something that's not good.
And if I've had a whole bunch of eggnog, you know, I'm nogged out and I'm a cybersecurity guy. I'm not maybe paying attention to the alert that I just received.
So that happens. So actually, it's a 30% increase in hacker activity between Christmas and New Year's compared to the rest of the year.
Right.
So that's a significant spike in activity. Sure. There was a company called Cyber Reason. They do cybersecurity stuff. They actually last year did a survey of companies who were ransomwared between Christmas and New Year's. So the peak activity, let's talk to some of the folks who actually got hit with ransomware.
Right.
One of the interesting statistics is 70% of the cybersecurity guys who responded when their company was ransomwared admitted to being intoxicated.
Nice.
So seven out of 10 were under the influence.
Way to go, you smart people.
But here's my point. Yeah, U.S., we may be at a disadvantage, but I know in Russia, they're really hammered.
Yeah, you can't tell me that the bad guys aren't celebrating the holidays, too. Come on.
There's less pressure on the attacker than there is on the defender because they have nothing to lose. We have everything to lose.
Yeah, they're screwing around and aren't successful, so what?
Go on to the next one.
All right, so speaking of being hammered and being on a computer, a lot of people, this is the holidays, people are shopping on Amazon, probably after cocktails. Should there be any worry there?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things that people listening in should be watching out for. Rule number one, just don't click on, just quit clicking on stuff. Just stop it. Just, if your finger's on the mouse and you're hovering over something, don't press it.
So
that's easy to say, but after four vodkas by some people, they're not.
Hey, look at this, Dan.
I know that Greg's always wanted this. And look, I just got a text that says, click here and you can get the llama for $12.95. So, yeah, I mean, but that's it, right? They take advantage of people hurrying. So here's a great deal. You got to click on it now. This will give you your coupon. Just put in your information. Don't do that. The other one now is shipping pressure, right? Because you go, ooh, I bought that bowl for my Aunt Anna, and, you know, it doesn't look like it's arrived yet. Boom, here's an email from Amazon that says, oh, there's been a problem with your shipment. Sign in with your Amazon credentials, and we'll help you resolve the shipping issue. Now, it's a fake website. They just got all your Amazon information, and now they're buying gifts for all their friends with your money. So those are two big ones to watch out for this week, next week. Just be careful of that stuff.
Hey, Dave, I was talking to somebody, and I go, well, no one's going to hack me because I buy stuff in person. And he goes, do you use your debit card? I go, yeah. And he laughed so hard. He goes, you're an idiot. You're using a debit card. It doesn't matter where, in person or at home. Is that true?
Well, I mean, it depends on how they're reading it. So they're skimmers, right, which are going to steal your debit card information. But this is true. I was in Atlanta a month or two ago, and I got in a taxi. And I was getting ready to pay the bill, and I was getting ready to give him my credit card, and he brought out one of the old machines.
The sliders?
The slider.
Wow.
And was starting to write down stuff, and I'm like, I'm giving you cash. There's no way we're going to do
was
a permanent
Danny, was that
record.
Danny's brother?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it was hilarious. He looked like Danny, to be honest
don't
with you.
Click on stuff. All right, Dave, we got to roll Pearl Technology.
Yeah, I wanted to say real quick, just remember there's a lot of folks out there that are going through health things and stuff, like our beloved Dan.
Yeah.
Be nice to everybody right now.
Nice,
I just know a lot of people that are going through physical, mental, emotional things.
And people like, what can I get you? I go, I've got a second chance. I'm fine.
Yeah. There you go.